So we did the Shidduch, we did the...
You're very good.
We did the Metalas HaChosen, Moedik HaPsate we saw. We saw the Erusin, we saw the Chuppah. We saw this concept of Etzba, exactly what the Etzba is, we're not sure. Okay. Kappa Alem Hal Kegigis Gimel Ritzonis Shel HaChosen B'Nisui. What is this? Kappa Alem Hal Kegigis? Chazal Oimrim or in Shabbos Shebemayim Edmatin Torah Kosh Boruch Hu Kappa Alem Hal Kegigis. So Kosh Boruch Hu held the mountain over the Jewish people. Vom Alem, and he said to them, if you can, if you accept the Torah, all very good. If not, that's where you'll die. Mishal is a shayla. Also a simple question. Any 6-year-old could ask this question.
Yeah, exactly.
Why did you have to hold a gun against it and say, if you take the Torah good and if not, I'm going to kill you? We just said Masavanishma. They were ready to take the Torah. Nasi v'nishma. Nasi v'nishma is such a high level. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, who is megaleh to my children the secrets that under the malachim know? When Klal Yisrael said Nasi v'nishma, they came down with two crowns on. Hashem put two crowns on each one's head. One for Nasi and one for Nishma. And Mordechai HaMelech asked, he should have got a third crown. They put Nasi before Nishma. They said Nasi and Nishma. You get a crown for the Nasi and for the Nishma. But the real chap was that they said Nasi before the Nishma. They should have a crown for that as well. It's a good question. I don't know how he answers it. But that's a nice question. It's a Gemara question. No? It's a good question.
The Iker was the Nasa Nishma.
Oh, so get that.
The Nasa before the Nishma.
That's what I'm saying. So that's why you get a crown for that. That's what makes it such a beautiful question. It's worth getting out of bed in the morning just to hear that question. It's a real good question. Okay, whatever. That's not our subject. But our subject is simple. You tell a guy, do you want this? The guy says, yeah, please, can I have it? You say, if you don't take it, I'll kill you. I said, I want it. What's up? If you're out, Makarapo, Hashem, what's going on here? You have the kasha?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the Maharal in Guari, in his Pirush on Rashi, says like this. I think the Guari is the Pirush on Rashi, yeah? I think so, yeah. Mavua al pi hamidrash, I'm not a big Maharal. Al pi hamidrash, shekosh bohu. This is al pi hamidrash, okay? There's not necessarily pshat. To understand, this is al pi hamidrash. You have to know the difference. Al pi midrash, the kolz boch rotzel tet la kesh nesuim ze toikev she lo yuchel l'sholcha kol yomov. When a kolz boch, so to speak, got married to the Jewish people, he wanted to inject into this nesuim this concept of lo yuchel l'sholcha kol yomov, that you can't send them out all the days. This is a marriage which is learnt in Masechtes Kedushin, but there will be no Masechtes Gittim. That's what he was trying to inject into this relationship. Kesheim sha'onus einu yoichel shloch es anusosa kol yemei chayov. Somebody who's onus a woman, somebody who rapes a woman, is not allowed to send her out ever. He has to marry her and he can't get rid of her. Can't send her out. Kacha Kodesh Baruch Hu kapa alem har kegigis. So to Kodesh Baruch Hu's kapa alem har kegigis. It's like an anusa. He made Klal Yisrael into an onus. Do you want to marry me? Yes, I want to marry you. So you get married. So you're tired of her, you send her out. Yeah? But it's onus. It's perforce. You force her to marry you, so to speak. You can never send her out again. So Akosh Baruch Hu, even though they said Nasa Vanishma, Akosh Baruch Hu wanted to inject into this relationship, wanted to make into this relationship, he wanted to change it into an onus, so that he could never ever send them out no matter what they did. Yeah? What's the loch of an onus? You have to marry and you can't send out. So he wanted to make this into an anusa. He wanted to make us into an anusa, as opposed to a Nasa Vanishma. Avada, we were Nasa Vanishma. Avada, we're holding on that level of Nasa Vanishma. That's klape us. But klape Kosh Baruch Hu, that's not good for you. Because if it's a Nasa Vanishma, we'll get married. So tomorrow, I don't want to be married. I'll get two of you. You know, we're learning Masechtas Kiddushin now. So tomorrow, we'll learn Masechtas Kiddushin. What's the problem? But if it's an anusa, an anusa is not Masechtas Kiddushin. So he turned us into an anusa. Moedik inside. Moedik inside. Am Yisrael Naasa Kiviyachol Anusosa Shla Kosh Baruch Hu. We became an Anusosa. V'shuva kosh bocho, eni yoicha l'sholcha ma'al panav kol yomav. You can't get rid of us. He's stuck with us. No matter how much of a nudnik you think you might be, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is stuck with you. And malasot. You can rachmonis on him if you want, whatever, but at the end of the day, that's it. He's stuck with you. How's that for security? How's that for self-confidence? Huh? You're in a relationship that's 100% watertight. Nothing can stop it. It's a boost, no? Ah, you just missed it. Yeah. You'll have to look it up in the English. Gamnizman galusainu lopoto tanakosh bochu beget peturin. Even during the golus, this terrible golus, we don't even appreciate how bad the golus is anymore. That's why we don't even understand this. So we're in golus. Why should Hashem get rid of us? You understand what Golus is? It's like we got ripped out of our relationship with Hashem. We got ripped out of the Beis Hamikdash, ripped out of Eretz Yisrael, flung amongst the Goyim, completely left to our own devices. Still, not in the past tense, in the present tense. It feels like getting. It feels like you've been abandoned. You feel like, you know, Hashem threw you out. You're on the street trying to make it on your own. No husband to turn to. This poor woman, she feels like a widow. Yeah? No? אלא נחשובנו כאיש שהולך בעילה למדינה סיים ודאי תלך זה עליה. It's a different, it's not an abandonment, it's not getting. He's gone overseas, he's coming back. תמיד נהיה עם סגולה ותמיד נצפה לישוע. We're always going to be the treasured nation and we're always going to be yearning for ישוע שבו יחדש הקדוש ברוך הוא שימנו כקדם. It's one of the 13 עיקרים. Someone who doesn't wait for Mashiach, כוי סביקה. Somebody who's not waiting for Mashiach is a quaker. Not that he believes Mashiach comes. You believe Mashiach is going to come. That's fine. That's not enough. But to wait for Mashiach. That the little lady, yeah? 30 years ago, her husband went off on the ship and she went to the beach to wave him goodbye. And every night she comes back with a little can of coffee and a little sandwich. So when the ship comes in, she'll be there to meet him. And every night for the last 30 years, she keeps coming back, waiting faithfully. And I tell the lady, what are you doing, for goodness sake? He's not coming back. The ship sunk long ago. He's dead. You know, he's in the Bahamas. You know, he ain't coming back to you, yeah, you know, in Bournemouth or wherever on the docks there. She's waiting in the rain and the fog. She's waiting for her husband to come back. Every night, faithfully, she's in there. That's Clarissa. Goes down every night, waits for Hashem to come back. The Moisif Amaral, though, the Maral explains further. שאונס זה לא נעשה באיועים כפי שהדוב המובן כפשוטו אלא שמעמד הסינה היה כה נשקוב מרואים עם וגילו לעין. Again, sorry, lost track there. שאונס זה לא נעשה באיועים, it wasn't done with what's איועים, fear, terror, not fear, like, wasn't done with terror כפי שהדוב המובן כפשוטו. What does it mean? Hashem holds the mountain over here and says, either you take the Torah or you're going to die. That sounds a bit fearful, no? That sounds like a, you know, the guy says, give me your money or I'll, you know, I'll shoot you, whatever. That's fear. That's not what it means. Ela shemamer asina hayakon neskav, marim in the gilu line. It was so elevated, it was such an elevated, such a revelation of a kosh bochu. Gilu line, it was, you could see Hashem kaviyachol. Mamet shebo achosen. Giles Elyonoisoy ve es Mashu Yoichalasis Bimitzray. Is where Kosh Bochu the Chosen revealed how elevated he was, how great he was, and what he's able to do to the Mitzrayim, but Kriyas Yamsu from Maimara Sinai. Klalisa Ro Giluim Noirim. Klalisa saw the most unbelievable revelations. Atsumim Venis Govim Admoid. Unbelievable revelations. Atshem Lo Yochlu Shelona Askim Lenesui. The Chosen went out there razzle dazzled. You know, you get the chosen comes, he does all his tricks, you know, he does all his one, you know, he shows his bank statements and his, you know, whatever. She couldn't say no. He was just, you know, he just razzle dazzle. I mean, this is razzle dazzle. Esser Amakas, Kriyas Yamsuf, you know, Matan Torah. I mean, you know, that's some razzle. So it wasn't Haka Gigis like hold the gun against your head. It was Haka Gigis of how could you say no? It's just so not a fearful Haka Gigis. It was because of the Gilui. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Gilui is Atzmoi, but Gilui Shelo Yad Kamaisa. There never was such a gilui. Kufi shenema, nifkol elyoinim v'tachtoinim v'rosh hu yichidi. They came together, the higher worlds and the lower worlds, and they saw that he's one. Hashem hoitzio isam b'memtes shari tuma. Hashem took us out of the memtes shari tuma. B'toch memtes yoy. Those are days between Pesach and Shavuos, which we call Sfiras HaBeimah. Higiu l'memtes shari kedusha. That's interesting. There's not enough days. To get from memtes shari tuma to memtes shari tuma, you need 49 plus 49, no? Seems not. Seems you can go from Memtes Shari Tuma to Memtes Shari Kedusha in 49 days. Yeah? Anybody who's mathematically orientated will see that you have a problem.
Yeah.
Okay? If it's too deep, leave it. Go on. But
firstly, uproot the
if you want to get from the minus 49 to plus 49, it takes more than 49. You've got to go 49 plus another 49. Okay. Seems no. It seems we were able to go from 49th level of Tumah to the 49th level of Kedusha, 49 steps. Those are the Kinyana HaTorah. Those are the Mem Ches Kinyana HaTorah, by the way.
The steps are the same. So you say the steps are the same because if for every level is higher Kedusha, then
of course.
So that's just
a problem. Of course, because the Tumah is the flip side of the Kedusha.
So all you have to do is grab a Tumah and you're in Kedusha.
Very good. That's the Teres. But it's a nice question. I just thought of it now. The Madrigas Adam Arishon Koidim Achet. That's where we got to. Adam Arishon before the Chet. In 49 days, you go from Emtes Shari Tumah to Adam Arishon before the Chet. That's big. Umatzav Ze, Hem Hayu Shikurim Avas Hashem. The woman was drunk with Avas Hashem.
If right before Yitzhak Mitzrayim we were at 49, one level further down would have been
finished.
No finish. Does that mean that parallel 50? 50th level of Kedusha is the highest?
Yeah.
That's Hashem himself.
Yeah, we don't exist.
50 is where you cease to exist. Cause that's where Adam, yeah. Even Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu got to the 49th level.
There's nothing for existence.
I saw once, it's brought down, we saw it once, yeah, that the 49th level of Kedusha is knowing. What is it? What does it mean to be on the 49th level of Kedusha?
Knowing
that you never understood the first 48 levels either. That's what 49 is. 49 is coming to recognize that you never understood anything. That's a total bittle of yourself, and then you can then you can just melt into Hashem.
Didn't Shlomo Melech also read that?
Yeah, Shlomo Melech with the Paraduma. According to the one chapter, he saw the Paraduma. Shlomo Melech understood the whole Torah, and he saw the Paraduma and realized he didn't understand the whole Torah because he saw the Paraduma.
Yeah.
So one chat is he understood the whole Torah except Paraduma. Other chat is no, when he saw the Paraduma and he realized how little he understood the Paraduma, he suddenly realized he never understood any Torah at all. That's the 49th level of Kedusha. I don't know if he got
that. That's not Kedusha, that's the Kinyan Torah.
Well, it's the same thing.
Okay.
Why? Because we see that the levels of Kedusha, the Memtes Shari Kedusha, are achieved via the Memtes
Shari Kedusha.
No, the Memtes
Torah. Okay.
Kinyan Torah. Memches and the 49th is. There's different ways of counting them. You can count them as 50 as well.
Okay.
Depends how you count. The Torah says count 50 days, we only count 49. If you work out the 48 ways, you can get to 49, you can get to 50 as well. If you look at Nox, he's got 50 shurim on the 48 ways. Because it depends how you count. Aim of a year, is that one or two? It's machlaikas, whether you count them. Whatever. Chazal Bavarim is a posuk. I assume everybody here spends time at least once a week learning Memchest Varim. I mean, you're in Yeshiva because you want to be Koine Torah. You want to be Koine Torah, there is no other way other than using the Kinyan Torah.
Right.
And besides that, without
can
the Memchest,
can you download these shares?
Huh?
Can you download these
shares? I don't know what you can do, but you should certainly get them. However you can, you should certainly get hold of them.
They're not on print.
Yeah, they're on print. Sure, I've got a whole various bunch of different copies. If you want them, you can just ask me. Oh, guys have got copies of them. I've got a set of the print copies here, but it's good to listen to one of the share. They're so well presented. But Mustami, you can get on the website. Something. I'm not too much of a mumche in how these things work, but I can just tell you. Oh, someone's got the MP3, or someone's got the disc, or someone's got the tape. Once again, I don't know if you have to listen to all of them. You have to work it out for yourself.
Yeah.
Sometimes you take the list, and a couple jump out at you. You work two or three. You get used to the system, the style. And then you can apply them to yourself. But certainly a person should be working one of them be you and the others be Kiyas. I mean, there's no question. I don't wait till Pesach to start getting the Memchest Dvarim down. You need the Memchest Dvarim, and then you need the Memchest tools, and you need to know how to use them. That's one thing. You'll start learning them, you'll start getting frustrated because they're just nice in theory. You're not understanding the ways, but you don't know what to do with them. So then you have to start taking the tools. It'll come to me, I have the notes of that as well. Learn how to use them.
They're on the website.
They're not the best. I don't know. They keep changing. The best print was not the ones on the website. There was better ones or whatever. Remind me when I'm sitting in the office, I'll show you what I've got. If he did nothing else in his life, okay, nothing else, he just did that, he would have been not in Godel. I'm serious. If he did nothing, he woke up in the morning, he did that series, and then he went back to sleep, he would have been not in Godel. And then he asked IT. I don't know what a not in Godel is, but I'm just for what it did for me, who was full and had been full for a long time when I encountered those. And these were shown given to guys who were like, you know, their first day out of, you know, the American football teams or whatever. I mean, his mum was speaking to Fry audience companies, but it was just like, why didn't you tell me this before? I mean, floundering around for I don't know how many years, 15 years or whatever, and like, why didn't you just show me this? Like, gosh, genius, unbelievable genius. Yeah, now very important, because if those are the Kenanei Torah, you're trying to be Kenanei Torah. Said without those, you can't. So what are you doing? Really? Okay. To keep quiet. Gimel Ritzayne Shel Akale B'Nisuyin Nevakech. Sorry, Ulam Nevakech Dvarim Eilu.
Did we do the paragraph of Chazal?
Did we do the Chazal Mayim as a possible? Yeah. Oh, sorry, I'm sorry. You're right. You need your money's worth, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to get away from you. Chazal Mevarim as a possible. Havyani al Beis Hayayin. The Melta Fagodel Shel Yayin Zusinai. What is this big barrel, this big store thing? Cellar, wine cellar, whatever. Yeah, that's Hasina. The matzav ze ain efshrut shel bechira. There's no bechira anymore. That's interesting. Phew, that's deep. Okay, ain gam yicholot shiput. There's no. You can't even what shiput. Judgment, I think, is the word. No. You have no judgment. You're besotted. Klal Yisrael rotzo achrei Hakadosh Baruch Hu mitoch ava ozer. Klal Yisrael ran after Hakadosh Baruch Hu with like this unbelievable love. V'lo haya lehem rotzo on kol shu lachzor l'shiflusam akademas toch kedai shibud gufani v'ruchni. There was no ways, there had no rotzo to return to their lowliness that they had before as a result of the shibud on their bodies and their spirits. I mean, the Haika Gigis wasn't a gun against the head. It was such a revelation of love, of closeness, of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, that they had no more Bechira. That was the Haika Gigis. They lost their Bechira. Which is what happens when a person sees a ship. But as you lose your Bechira. Adam Rishon had a limited form of Bechira. A very limited form of Bechira. It was external, it had nothing to do with him. It was totally outside of him. He was Kulu Kadosh. And outside of him had a certain aspect of Bechira, whether to choose to eat the Eitz Hadas or not. That Pashtus was the only Bechiri yet. But that's what happens. That's what this Haka Gigis is. So what's the Yisod? Yeah, when we got married, Hakadosh Baruch Hu wanted to do in such a way that we were honest. So he set up such a situation that we would have no Bechiri. Which means, what? He can't ever get rid of us. So now, Ulam Nevakach Dvarim Eilu Mishal HaShayla. However, there is what to ask on this. As Kabbalah Klaus on the Suin, Ayisimi Toif Kafir Vo'onos. Vo'ines. The Klaus Roll must him to get married, yeah, as a result of what? Forcing and onus, and literally onus, being forced, right? For Imkain, Amna Mitzara Chosen. But Mitzara Chosen, on the Suin, Haim the Suin, Mukhletim, Ubala Toikif Rav, Achitukufim, Hu, Luyechel, Shalchel, Kolyomov. Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything's fine. Lo yoichu l'shalchu kol yomov. He married us, he was the onus. Ula mitzad HaKala, what about us? Hold on a second, just 1 second. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, fine, you did what you had to do. But I'm the Kala, yeah, I didn't choose this. Haramei sakana skomas b'da'as brura, b'da'a brura mitoich b'chira chofshis. There was no clarity here. There was no b'chira chofshis here. ואם כן קייטן ניתן לגרעים לכך שגם מצד הקלה נשואים אלה נחשבים נשואים גמורים. She can leave if she wants. The anus also can leave. Gone first, her to stay with the guy forever. He was anus her, so he can't get rid of her now. That's it. She's yours for life. You stuck with her. You can't get rid of her. But she wants to leave. Well, she has to stay. How does she leave if she wants to leave? I never bechira. I didn't get involved in this marriage. I'm not going to be married to him. So Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he can't get rid of us, but who says we can't say, listen, I didn't ask for this, cheers, I'm out of here. The last loophole, anybody want to leave now? You want to leave yeshiva now? You've got a loophole here. I was forced into this. I didn't ask for this. I'm out of here. What about Purim? We'll get to Purim. We're not in Purim yet. Slowly. I said we're working with the Midrash here. You're dealing with that. Yeah. We'll get Purim. What about Purim? No, can you feel Purim already? If you're not thinking about Purim already this summer, you don't get it. You know how long it takes to get ready for Purim? Yom Kippur takes 40 days. It takes Elul, takes whatever. And Purim is a greater day than Yom Kippur. You better start preparing. When are you going to wait? When are you waiting to start preparing for Purim? Tana says Esther, it's too late. Start now. Rosh Chodesh Shvat. That's when you start getting ready for Purim. Tu Bishvat's a chana for Purim. Adam ate a sodet. Man's the tree of. No? Everyone looks like. Purim! Purim! You know what Purim is? Oy vavoy. Purim is Adam Rishon before the Chet. If anybody wants to know what you can achieve on Purim, if you want to know what you're working towards, you work towards Adam Rishon before the Chet. That's Ma'amad HaSinai. That's what was Kabbalah Satayra. You can only have Kabbalah Satayra, Emistik of Kabbalah Satayra, if you're Adam Rishon before the Chet. You with me? So that's why that's why Hasina was one moment of Kabbalah Satori, which is Adam Rishon before the Chet, and Purim was another level of Adam Rishon before the Chet. That's why Purim is a higher day than Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is Kapara after the Chet. Person sins, he gets Kapara. Purim is before that was a Chet. Adam Rishon before the Chet. You don't need Kapara now. How's that for a cool day? And you don't have to fast. You can almost have a party. Erev Shabbos this year? No, next year it's Erev Shabbos.
This year? No, this is your Sunday.
I think it's Sunday. No, next year I think it's Erev Shabbos. That's the
worst.
Rabbi Yankov told me once. I'm a fachid kol hayom l'chidl Shabbos. He says Purim on Erev Yom Erev Purim on Erev Shabbos. I'm a fachid kol hayom. I think he eats his suit at like 9 o'clock in the morning. He says I'm a fachid kol hayom l'chidl Shabbos. That's his worry, himself. I'm a fachid. How much is he drinking? I mean, I've watched Rabbi Yankov Purim. He's totally in control. He's there. He's, you know, it's my mission. I'm a fachid l'chidl Shabbos. Who thinks about things like this? But it's a pella. For me, it's a pella. Purim on Erev Shabbos is a pella. How you can go from Purim into Shabbos? It's not everyone. Not everyone holds like this. Many people say, whatever. Shabbos is bottled. You know, so you wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, you make kiddush, whatever. You know, you pass out. But there's a way of going into Shabbos from Purim. It's very powerful. It's very powerful. You know, make kiddush on Friday night after Purim. It's sure. Grape juice. No matter, but that you can go from that state. You see a guy can't do that. You take a guy and you get him hammered, and then 10 minutes later you tell him, you get a mikveh, you get ready, you stand, you get a shul, you get a marif, you make kiddush, but covered, you know, sing shalom aleichem. How does he do that? Such an ice rotson, it's unbelievable. Such an ice rotson. Kosh Bochu sees that, he says, look, compare, look at Ahasuerus's feast and look at my people's feast. An hour ago he was mamash, he was primed out of his head, bracketed, and there he is. Ready? And you can, it's unbelievable. If you want to and you set your mind to it, you can go mamash, you can go from the deepest moments of like prim, stupor, into Shabbos Bekovet. You can do it. You have to be prepared for it, otherwise you can miss it. That's what Bianca said. I'm a fachet, don't mess with Shabbos. Purim is the Rabbana, you know, kill Shabbos because of Purim. That's not correct. But Purim's coming, Baruch Hashem. But we've got a problem here. Of course, Baruch can't get rid of us, but we can get rid of him. How does this work? I think that he's asking, yeah? How's it called in a stream? Good morning, if we didn't have Bechira. Can't force someone to marry you. It's like this. שהתחילו במים ברסינה, that chupa which started on the side, הסיני, עדיין ממשיכה כל היומים. Never mind Purim, it's going on to this day. עד ליום הנזקף שבו יקיים את דברי הנובי הישר ורסתיך לי לא אילם ורסתיך לי בצלק מי שאתה מחזק מהכם ורסתיך לי באמונה וידעת את השם בו יששע יבוא נשוע עם ישראל לידי השלום עושם. That great day when we'll know Hashem finally, when the final Yeshua will come, that'll be the shlom of the Nisuin, which means there wasn't an event, it's a process. חושב לא יסב שביחס לקשר הנצחי שבין השם לישראל. It's important to add that in this relationship, this kesha, this eternal kesha between Hashem and Am Yisrael, chupa v'shloishes alfim v'shalosh me'alif shana, einu nechsheves lechupa arucha klav. This, how long you want to hire the hall for, sir? You know, Hashem organized this chasana. So they ask you how long you want the hall for, right? So he said he wants it for 3,300 years.
Sure.
That's how long the chupa is going to be. That's quite some chupa, yeah. Yeah. You guys spoke, you made the, you know, they asked the Rosh to speak, you know, and your mama spoke long. 3,300 year chuppah, and it's not considered a long chuppah. Loyech tkufa zu achosin vakala magalines ritzoinim hamuchlat habilti niten leiru lenasa ze leze. During this period, the chosin vakala are going to reveal their undivided desire, which we can't even begin to speak about, to be married one to the other. We took haskoma malo muchletes with the total haskoma undivided haskoma. And insim came she his mam shechus had kufa mechazekes is keshenasui. As the goddess goes on and the time goes on or whatever, it's strengthening and strengthening the bonds. When Shlomo Melech goes outside and says a kriya shema, and there's a Beis HaMikdash, and there's the Nisim going on in the Beis HaMikdash, and Klal Yisrael ruling the world and whatever, yeah, that's in history and that's one thing. But in Auschwitz, when people dance into the gas chamber saying Ashru Mani Tov Chalkeinu, that's not me mechazek the Nisim. When you walk outside today and all you see is darkness and who knows what, is there a glimpse of Ruchness in the world today, and people give up their lives and they come and they learn and they say Kriya Shema, then that's not called an ace, that's not called strengthening the Nisim. In the darkest moments, that's really where the marriage takes on its real meaning. And Asina, it's all razzle dazzle, and it's, you know, it's violence playing, and it's gabaldic, and there's no bechir. You say, "I love you, Hashem, Nasi v'nishma." But say Nasi v'nishma in Auschwitz. What's a greater dedication? What's a greater bond that's being built here? So the longer the goddess goes on, the more it goes. The Nisuin's getting stronger and stronger. That's our Panchnas Toyer, our Panchnas told about. Yeah. That's where I got it from.
Okay.
Sorry.
I understand the Torah is given in 3,500.
Right. We're in about 2,000 years of Kolos already.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Torah is given in 3,500. No? Is that wrong? How can it be?
It must be 3,700.
Okay, no, if I find 3,700, how can it be? So the second, from the second.
Well,
then
that
would be
7,000. That was the time of Torah, but there was no time.
Well,
that would
be
7,000. Okay, we'll see. You're talking about the Alpine. Hold on. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I thought you were talking about.
I guess.
What is it? By the way, if when we're doing the Mishmar Nachah, whatever, there's that bonfire gathering that comes in here, whatever, it's just ask them to go downstairs. They can have the share in the Beis Midrash or whatever.
Tafia
Mishra. Yeah. Seriously, they can take a cigarette. No, they can't smoke. They're not going to smoke in this room or downstairs. Just tell them. Rup Sip will be here. If you have any problems, just tell them to deal with them. Or phone me and I'll deal with them. Oh, fine, I'll just give you the key. You can just lock the door. And they can't get the key from the other guy because they've gone away.
They have?
The Israelis on the.
Some of them stay.
Yeah, a few must stay, whatever. Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Who knows? Whatever.
Shunuch Chachomim, you want in Sanhedrin in a Chelek. Tana de Beiliyal, Sheshus Alpaim Shona Havo Al Olma. The world is 6,000 years. Shne Alpaim Tor, Vishne Alpaim Tayyar, Shne Alpaim Yamosha Mashiach. 2,000 years of Tohu, of darkness, whatever, nothingness. 2,000 years of Torah and 2,000 years of Ikfas and Mashiach. Of the days, not Ikfas, Yemos HaMashiach. B'meshach HaPayim Shnai Tol, Hayo'ilam Shomem. The world was bored. Shomem means desolate, empty, there's nothing. The Hebrew word, the modern Hebrew word for bored is Shomem, desolate. Abba, I'm bored. You know, I'm desolate. You know, so coming out of a Jewish child's mouth. Until we're not influenced by the God. Ma'az chotu shol Adam Rishon. Hakadosh Baruch Hu kiviyochol ibed es hakala shelo. From the chet of Adam Rishon, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, lost his kala. At she grew up paying shnos haTorah until the 2,000 years of Torah came. Hamatchilois mi Avram Avinu. Shekolos brisin makolos boruchu vavtiach lo lekaches es bonav shiyu kolosir shel Hashem Yisparach. We're starting to count from Avram Avinu, darling. Vapayim Torah elu nagalu kolos boruchu. In the 2,000 years, these 2,000 years, kolos boruchu revealed hachosad es ritzoinoi v'nusuin kolosir. He revealed his desire to marry the kala. Kumara nisim geluim la'avos hakadoshim uvneim achareim b'ma'amad asinai. He revealed, he showed them open miracles to the fathers and also to their children after them b'ma'amad asinai. Ve'is ha'alicha b'midbar, while they're walking in the midbar. Ve'is kibus Eretz Yisrael. Ve'osis u'mosim, the miraculous conquering of Eretz Yisrael. Ve'lachem mikan ve'is b'niyah b'is hamigdash, then there was b'is hamigdash. Ve'ashos hashchina b'soichoy. You must start nisim geluim bekol yom. There were 10 miracles. There was a shor shchina, the Beis Hamikdash, every day. Kamo came dvar Hashem hayigolu v'yadu b'fi neviim. There was millions of neviim running around. La'erech kol hashanim alol through this entire period. Yedias Hashem ha'isir motzu etzel kulam. The knowledge of Hashem was found by everybody. V'matzav zeh shel gilu rotzen Hashem ein lekale breira v'hi mekabelet es atzaosoi shel hachosen linoselo. In such a matzav of such giloi, the kala doesn't have any choice whether she's going to accept the husband's request to marry or not. She's going to get married. There's nothing to talk about. He's showing you too good a time. You know, it's just much too glitzy. But we're not living in those times. Our big problem is we've got to find out where we live in. We're not living in the times of the 2,000 years of Torah. We're living in the 2,000 years of Yemos HaMashiach. It's a different relationship completely. Our problem is we're trying to live in an era that doesn't belong to us. We'd much rather live in the times of the Muslim, the times of Beis HaMikdash, yeah? Life was much better there. Today it's tough. After there comes the 2 years of Moshe Mashiach, Sham Chal Atafkid Shel Akala Al Knesset Yisrael Laharis Es Ritzoinu Lagalos Es Haskamos LeNisuin. Now you get a chance to actually show your agreement to the relationship. 2,000 years of Torah, you didn't have a choice. It was Haka Gigis. You didn't have Bechira. You just see Hashem. When you see Hashem, what are you going to do? Hashem comes here and he reveals himself to you properly and he says, please do something. You're going to say, no, you can't. Melachim don't have Bechira because they see Hashem too clearly. You're Adam Arishan before the Chet. There's no room there for error. But now, Beis HaMikdash Cherev. Hakala Yetis mi Beis HaChosin the Golos Marev HaKasha. The Kala gets thrown out into a terrible, bitter Golos. She's chased. I don't know what churm is. By those that hate her, haromayim, haedoyim, hanoitzrim, hamuzlomim, hatzalbanim, hatzalbanim. I don't know.
Crusaders,
the Inquisition, Xeris tat v'tach v'tat, hacommunism, hashor b'Europa, hashor b'ruchnis, shehischeilele umischeileles at the day talbut hamar. Very four lines of Jewish history in the last 2,000 years. They're sticking one after the other, one after the other, after the other. In every generation, they come to kill us, come to destroy us. The Kala is thrown out of her house. She was living like a mamash, literally like a queen in the palace. There's Israel, Gilu, Shechina, Beis HaMikdash, Essen, Nisnisim, whatever, the whole world coming and bowing to Shlomo HaMelech, and then Pitom, boom, flung to the walls. 2,000 years of from the Crusaders to the shore we're going through at the moment. Well, according to Rav Taub, is the Holocaust of this generation. Who's Hitler Yimach Shmo in this generation? See if you can guess. If you know, if you heard him, don't say.
So you're doing a person or what?
Ask Time magazine that. Internet.
Yeah.
Technology. That's the churban. That's the destruction of the generation. And you know what? Time magazine agrees. Who is the man of the year? Now, Time magazine agrees. They have the man of the year. Who is the man of the year this year? Computer.
Yeah, really?
Really? Man and his computer. You, the internet.
You can make it.
There is some positive coming out of it. It has to, otherwise it couldn't exist. If it was Kula Eva, it couldn't exist. There's not a reason to have it. It's enough for Yeshiva Bocha. Well, you need that. There's plenty of sharing. Short of sharing. I'm not telling you, I'm saying that. I'm just asking if you know what he says it is. I never claimed it. Right now, Kosh Bochu, these years, he doesn't reveal to himself in all his glory. On the contrary, on these days it says, I will hide my face from them. These days are so hard. You start thinking, if you're honest with yourself, that you start thinking that the Chosin's left, he's not coming back. The little old lady, 30 years of going down to the beach every night to wait for the Chosin. After a while, she starts thinking, maybe they're off, maybe they're not coming back. Because Hashem is not in our midst. That's why all this Taurus has come upon us. Hazor v'haziv shehayu ite is a chosin hofach l'omus. The light and the shine that was the glory, the crown of the chosin has been turned into omus, omum, into despicableness or whatever. Shuv ein kan kefir mitzad Hashem yishbarach. Now there's no forcing. A person agrees to go to the Derech Hashem today is not because it's what choice do I have? It's poshut. You buy into this path. Boys and shoni makale yichole lahachlit levad b'dayet slula u'mitoich bechira chofshis ha'im yotzenit dabek l'itkash l'chosem. Now you have an opportunity to mamas choose to do it with clear thought, with seichel enters her with clear thought, with seichel. A person can now choose to be with a color to the chosin. That's a different relationship to what you had before. Now we get an opportunity to say, even in the worst times, I'm with you.